Reminder systems. Do you jot? If not, you should try it. Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at callahansolutions.com. That's Callahan with one L. Now, look at the picture that I posted with this cinch. Is that what your to-do list looks like? I hope not. There are really better tools than notes on your hand, although believe it or not, I was at the store the other day and I did see someone with their shopping list written on their hand. Take Jot, for example. Well, what, you say? You've never heard of Jot? Well, I hadn't either until about a year ago, and now I think it's a really cool tool. You can find it at www.jott.com. Imagine a system that you can call and it will type for you. Imagine a system that you can call and it will remind you of things you need to do or that others need to do. Would you rather blog to the phone while you're waiting at the doctor's office? Well, now you can. You see, you can jot to yourself, jot a reminder, jot to someone else, jot to a group, jot to a folder, or jot to a link. Jot is a relatively new service. It's been around for a couple years now, and I have quickly found a number of ways to use this awesome tool. So here's how it works. You sign up on the internet at www.jott.com, and then it's as simple as a phone call. You call a toll-free number, tell the system who you'd like to jot, meaning leave your message, and then you speak in your message and you hang up. They have really impressive systems set up where people are transcribing your message but have no way to tell it's actually from you. Their computer systems tie everything back in the right places. So if you want the technical details, they have it all laid out on their site. Won't take the time here to talk about that today. But have you ever been sitting somewhere where there's no way to write, but you had your phone? You know, I have. Try rush hour traffic in Chicago. No driving and lots of sitting. It's usually during those times that I think of something that I don't want to forget. Now I have my speed dial set to jot, and I leave myself a reminder. Have you ever been in a meeting with a few minutes for a break and no time for a long conversation with coworkers? You want to give them an update or delegate tasks, but no time for multiple calls? Well, guess what? You can jot to a group. Ever get out of a client meeting and want a quick way to record your hours billed and a few details of the activities? You can jot it. The site has loads of other ways that you can use the service to help you save time and energy, and this tool is great for busy executives all the way to stay-at-home moms. It's like having your own administrative assistant by your side at all times. You can also access all of your jots on their site, so try it out and tell me what you think. They also have a lot of partnerships with other organization and productivity tools like Remember the Milk, but I'll talk about that one on another day. Let me know if you use Jot or let me know if you try it out, and I'd like to hear how you're doing. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie, signing off.